League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Del for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. And another Hunter Brown performance. Now, yesterday somebody tweeted into the Joel and Jeremy show.
It's called the Killer Bee.
Yeah. And said, hey, slow down. Let's take a look at who Hunter has beaten, okay? Yeah, that's the Killer Bees. That's right, yeah.
It's not the Joel and Jeremy show.
He, for those of you that aren't on Twitch, he put the Killer Bee on the desk right here. That thing is pretty ugly. The Killer Bee. It's, yeah. I don't know what the hell that is. Could we get that away? And said, slow down, everybody, with this all this Hunter Brown stuff, okay? Because, you know, he hasn't beaten the best of teams, truth be told.
Nor the Astros.
No.
That's been...
Well, except he's sweeping of the Orioles.
Yeah, well, it was great. But yeah. I also don't care. Like, we've lost to plenty of bad teams this year. So
whatever. We used to be lamb killers, remember?
Lamb killers get you to the playoffs, too.
Yeah, right. That's all we got to do. But, you know, he had 6 innings, 2 hits, 5 strikeouts yesterday, 3 walks against Toronto. Before that, Colorado, 2 hits, 7 strikeouts in 6 innings. Before that, the White Sox, the worst team in baseball, 6 innings, 7 hits, 6 strikeouts.
This sounds like a bunch of quality starts to me.
Detroit, 7 innings, 5 hits, 9 strikeouts. Angels, 6 innings, 2 hits, no runs, 7 strikeouts. I mean, it's team after team. Yeah, it's a hell of a string of quality starts for him. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 in a row. 8 in a row. 8 in a row that he's had a quality start.
Mm-hmm.
So he's gone at least 6 innings. He's gone 7 once.
Do you think any Astro has hit 4 in a row this year? Including, obviously, Blanco and Framber would be the two we're looking at.
Yeah, probably Blanco has.
Probably Blanco, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. He has to get to 6.
Now,
Hunter Brown's getting to 6. I mean, and guys, they're not hitting Hunter Brown great. I guess it would be 3 of his last 6. He's allowed 2 hits only, and he's hit 6 innings in every single. I mean, he's hit even in a loss he had here, but it was a quality start. I mean, that's what he's doing now. He's touching 6 innings. He's brought his walk total down a little bit. Yesterday, you know, creep back up to 3 again. And his pitch count got to 96, but you know, 5 strikeouts. He was once again in command. He looks like a different. He looks number one. He's just locating way, way better. Just way, way better now. But the other thing, John, is he doesn't look like he gets shaken like before. He just couldn't get out of an early inning. He had issues. Like he just couldn't get out of trouble early on. He found trouble, and that's just not happening
now. No. Yesterday, though, was weird in that that's all he threw was fastballs.
Yeah.
I mean, he just said, I don't know what it was about this Toronto lineup or what, but he just said, I'm coming fastball, 90, and he was still humping 94, 95 in the sixth inning. But he just said, this is a fastball game, and boy, did he ever, just 2 hits, and the Astros couldn't do anything with a guy, a plumber. The dude's a plumber, and the Astros just couldn't do anything with him. Until Jeremy Pena had a first pitch home run, and then at the end, Jordan. That thank God he hit that homer. Boy, did a couple of things. Brian Abreu, since they gave him that long rest, he has not looked good these last couple of outings. He's looked really bad, as a matter of fact. Montero actually looked pretty good. Gave you the seventh inning. And it was nice that Presley got a day off because he had pitched a couple days in a row. But Brian Abreu really struggled in that. He had two hard hit balls. Well, the line drive to Bregman wasn't all that hard hit, but the shot to Dubon that he was able to scoop and throw and get the runner out. But Brian Abreu is scuffling a little bit right now. He'll get back. He's really, really good. And then Hader gave up the solo homer. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if a reliever comes in with – the closer comes in up three, he's given up a run.
Seems almost automatic. Hunter Brown, in his last 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 games, he has thrown 31 innings and given up one run. One run and 31 innings.
Now, if he's not pitcher of the month, there's something wrong. He had a 1.16.
Well, I know. And he's taken his ERA from 6.16. And then when he hit that streak, he started the game six against the Angels on June 8th. He went six innings, gave up two hits, no runs. On that game, on that day, he started the day at 6.18 with his ERA. It's now down to 4.07.
Yeah.
Since that time, he's had 31 innings pitched. He has given up just 18 hits and one earned run. That's it. Unbelievable run right now for Hunter Brown.
Yeah. It's really nice.
And this is why they're GMs and we're not, because they have patience.
Right. You know, it is the Angels and the Tigers and the White Sox and the Rockies and Toronto.
Oh, they don't count?
No, they count. But, you know, he also did beat Seattle. He gave up four hits and one earned run against Seattle during this stretch. He also and the Angels too. It started on May 22nd. This run started on May 22nd and has been over it's a good month and a half now. That dude has been really, really good. And that's really, really at a time. Look, they got four starters. It's the only team in baseball that only has four starters. Mm-hmm. They have four starters, and they're doing this, and they're within three games now. And yeah, granted, it's who they're playing right now. That's so what they had their. You know what? They played one of the toughest schedules early on. First 2 months.
We're done saying this. Like, you brought it up. I don't want to say it anymore about who they're playing and who Hunter's pick. You have to get your schedule. It doesn't matter who you play. You all play the same schedule.
Yeah.
All play the same schedule. What are we going to say this about, you know, any other pitcher? Are we going to say this about any other team? We all play the same schedule. So who cares who they're playing? I don't care who Hunter Brown right now. The good teams are lucky they're not facing Hunter Brown right now, because this is a really good version of Hunter Brown, and it's been consistent. And Hunter Brown, when he's going well, is going to give any lineup problems.
I wonder if the voting for this, for pitcher of the month, might consider if you are pitching against better teams in tighter races.
It's always stats.
Yeah, it should be. Hunter Brown has been great. He has really been great. You know who's not great?
In the month, Hunter Brown got wins. Well, he got every one of these wins, right? One, yeah, two, three, four. So 4-1 in the month of you talked about that. The month of June is over. He was 4-1 with a 1.16.
Yeah.
That should earn him. I don't know. Maybe there's someone else who's had an incredible, but those numbers get you pitcher of the month. Unless there's somebody else we just don't know about. But that's damn good stuff right there. 36 strikeouts to 8 walks. That's not the ratio that Hunter Brown looks like. 36 strikeouts in 31 innings. I mean, that's really, really,
really
good.
Really good. Really, really good. You know who's not really, really good? Dell's team. USMNT. Nice job. Terrible.
The big lie. We were sold by Dell and others a bill of goods. The golden generation of U.S. soccer.
Boy, are you two the absolute worst in telegraphing.
The golden generation.
My
Clint
team.
Dempsey. Yeah, we're wasting the golden generation. The golden generation.
How about you two back
three
America?
Three shots on goal.
Who?
Three shots on goal is all you get us?
You know, it's interesting that you non-soccer people, I'm talking to you two specifically, play this game like you talk to soccer people like a soccer person didn't know this was coming. Like, Everyone knew, you said
they were going to advance out of this stage.
I said they should advance, okay. And then they lost to Panama.
Out of the group.
I said they should, they lost to Panama. I said, no, they're not beating the Uruguay. They're not winning that game. It was all set up for them. Bolivia's not good. They beat Panama on a consistent basis. But when you lose that one, they're done.
Yeah.
They were done. They were not going to beat that Uruguay team. That coach wasn't going to put
them in
a position.
You had us all, oh, this is the team. No, yeah, this is, yeah. They're getting ready for World Cup.
I spent 1 month discussing how great this U.S. team being led by a great manager. Yes, that's what I did. Sure.
Yeah.
But it's no surprise. And honestly, I wasn't sad. I wasn't upset. I just thought to myself, this was inevitable.
Well, you're dead inside. And I'm not expecting you to ever
Well, you're also, you also don't pay attention to anything but your crappy Everton team, so you don't know any better.
No.
But the other thing is...
lot of guys that I'm scouting right now.
You don't know anything. Like I said, you don't know any better. The other thing is, this was inevitable. It's just like anybody who loves college football, and you know your coach isn't good, you know your team is underperforming, and you know, no matter what you think, what you might hope for, you know it's going to happen. And I knew they weren't going to win that game or get the result. This has been a thing for U.S. soccer for years. They always muddle their way through the first two games of a group stage and then somehow, some way, find a result in the end.
Remember when Landon Donovan scored? We were watching in here, and Landon scored in the last seconds of the match to move on. That was World Cup.
And it's only because in the previous match, they were down 2-0 to Slovenia, fought back to tie the game, and so they were desperate. They had to beat Algeria to win it, and it took to the final seconds. Look, what we saw last night is the epitome of U.S. soccer recently, and particularly under Berhalter. You know the stat. He hasn't beat a top 10 team in his tenure unless they're Mexico.
No.
He doesn't beat good teams, so why would he beat Uruguay in a do or die? Get out of here. I'm just waiting. Though the issue is, can you trust the people making the decisions to make a right one? Not only to get rid of them, and then go hire someone who can actually further the program.
Yeah, he is. His leadership, the team has 0 wins, 5 draws, and 5 losses against top 15 teams other than Mexico.
Exactly. So they can dominate.
Goodness gracious.
And in this one, they got a CONCACAF opponent that would have seen them through to the group stage or the quarterfinal and couldn't even take advantage of that. So,
Panama's not even one of those, right?
Well, Panama's a CONCACAF team.
No, I know, but not a top 15 team.
No, so I'm saying, so they had bad Bolivia team.
I don't care if you're playing a man down. You're better than Panama.
Well, they put themselves in a position to be a man down.
Show up. Teams have won man down before.
And you're not U.S.
And you didn't even have to win. You could have tied.
Just tied.
This was the game. I mean, this is a game. This was supposedly Uruguay wasn't going to try, and they were going to sit guys. They didn't, and look what happened.
They weren't,
and the U.S. was the favorite. The U.S. played frenetic pace the entire time and got 3 shots on goal. I don't know about you, Del. I trust your eyes and your knowledge of this, but I'm just telling you, this is not like they didn't even have very good chances at all.
Well, Uruguay is one of the best teams in the world. I don't know why the U.S. is favorite, other than they thought Uruguay wouldn't put out their best 11.
They did win on U.S. soil, maybe.
Well, pay attention to who the team is, not the scenario. Yeah. And anyone who watches U.S. soccer knew, other than hope that they weren't going to get a result that they needed. And I watched it, and the Uruguay goal was predictable.
Well, what about offsides?
All right, you got screwed over. You didn't score a goal anyway.
Did you see Christian Pulisic after the game?
Yeah.
He goes to he's pointing at the refs, go celebrate with them, go celebrate with them. And then he goes over to shake their hands, and he wouldn't shake his hand.
Well, I wouldn't. Well, look, the referee may be just incompetent, not crooked. So if you're accusing me of being crooked.
The VAR is not crooked. That's somebody up in the booth.
They don't have great cameras.
They don't have that technology. That's SAOT, semi-automatic offsides technology. And COPPA doesn't have it. They don't have the right camera angles in the stadiums for it.
Well, that was clearly offside.
In America. But they use it. I read the article on it. They use a technology where they have to draw manually the lines from the ball to the foot and all this. And where SAOT, which is used in Europe and Euros and everywhere else, it's an automatic technology with the triangulated cameras that is very specific. And then it shows you on TV, what it looks like. Right. And they don't have that. COPPA doesn't have that. I'm like, what is the poverty-ass COPPA doing? Because it was offsides. They showed it. It was obviously offsides. But the technology they had with the camera angles they had, they couldn't get there. They couldn't prove it to be offsides. And this is, but they still didn't score. Like, people bring that up. It was bad.
They would have had to score twice.
The ref was so bad. Gave a yellow. All you got to do is blow your whistle,
and the play's dead. He's literally bringing out a yellow card to put someone in the books, and they take off with it. They take off after the foul and play it quick. And instead of blowing the whistle, he just lets it go. And it was unbelievable.
Well, thank God he saved it, too. That was awful. Awful. Did you see the meme of Angel Hernandez in the referee's uniform?
Yeah. You know, all the things that happened last night, honestly, I couldn't care less. Go beat Panama, and this isn't a problem.
Yeah, right.
Honestly.
It was over that night.
It was over there. You could get screwed over by the young, naive referee. You can have Comebol, the governing body of the tournament, South America, put you in the wrong locker room because you're designated as the home team. You should get the best locker room. They're talking about that on the broadcast. So I don't care if Comebol came together and said, let's screw the U.S. out of this. I don't care. Beat Panama, a CONCACAF opponent who you dominate, and all of this is we're not joking about. We're joking, we're laughing, hey, that rest sucks, but you know what? You're in the second round. I mean, you're in the quarterfinal. You had the path. You screwed it up, and you subjected yourself to what happened last night.
Tim Weah's penalty was enormous. One, that may have cost you the entire Copa opportunity, one strike to the back of the head, because he literally lost his cool about what was a chippy game already. What a dumbass. You went down a man, and then you lost one of your better players, who, by the way, was out yesterday, too.
We've seen this somewhere else, a huge, huge play that cost a team. God, I forget what it was. Let's take a break when we come back.
The Saints?
See if we can't remember it. No, there was a huge play.
In soccer?
Yeah, somebody made a penalty that was a huge penalty. We'll do it. We'll try to remember on the other side. But right now we got Vanderford that we're talking about.
Yeah, Vanderford Air is an air conditioning company who the best thing about Vanderford is they can start from the very beginning and come out to your home, give you an AC tune-up. What the AC tune-up does is they go through the entire system, see if you've got anything wrong there. If there's small things that need to be, you know, touched up, they can do that for you as part of the service. They had to bolt down. I'd lost some of the screws in my unit because they had gotten inside there and they took the leaves out of the inside of it. They just did some small things that are going to help the overall working of the air conditioner. But the big thing is, if there's a major issue, they can find it for you and have it fixed for you. That's not an issue because you'll know if your home's not cooling properly. And if you don't know for sure, they come in and do a heat load in every room where they check the temperature. They crank your AC down and then check how low it can go in every single room of your house. It gives them a great idea about your AC, not only how strong it is and how efficient it is, but also whether or not it's cooling in every room properly. And from there, they can go from there. So whether you need your air conditioner fixed or you need a brand new air conditioner, that's a company that you can trust. They also can pull humidity right out of your home. Ask about that and water filtration systems. They've got it all. It's my good friends over at Vanderford Air. Call 281-557-COOL. That's 281-557-COOL. Or go to the website, VanderfordAir.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I knew there had to be a better way to get relief from joint pain aside from surgery and harmful medications.
That's football legend and dancing champ Emmett Smith, who knows a thing or two about joint pain.
Turns out, I was right. It's called QC Kinetics, and now tens of thousands of patients and counting all across the country, they're feeling amazing. They say, hey, Emmett, you were right.
QC Kinetics zeroed in on a technology that is revolutionizing pain treatment. They are transforming patients' lives. The largest provider of non-surgical regenerative treatments using natural healing properties to help restore and repair aching knees, hips, shoulders, and backs. Call them today for your free consultation.
QC Kinetics. I knew there had to be a better way. I love it when I'm right.
QC Kinetics.
Call QC Kinetics, 713-913-5285. That's 713-913-5285. 713-913-5285.
Watch all the baseball action of your hometown team at JBARM, Edo's world-class barbecue and beer garden eating spot. One of Texas Monthly's top 25 restaurants, JBARM is serving up Texas-style brisket, house-made sausage, timeless barbecue buckets, and on Fridays and Saturdays, refresh yourself with $2 well drinks and buckets of beer for just $15. With 12 big-screen TVs, JBARM is a great place to watch every pitch and cheer every run. Visit JBARMBBQ.com and follow on social at JBARMBBQ.
Paid for by Jackpot.com. You must be 18 or older to order a lottery ticket. Please play responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Listen up, Texas. At Jackpot.com, you can now buy your favorite lottery games, including Powerball, Mega Millions, Pick 3, Lotto Texas, and more, right from your phone. Go to Jackpot.com, choose your lottery game, pick your lucky numbers, and get your winnings instantly. Plus, use promo code TEXAS to get a free ticket with your first play. Go to Jackpot.com and buy lottery tickets on your phone. Go to Jackpot.com. That's Jackpot.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's John and Lance.
Welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I think I was thinking of Luka. Luka's sixth foul in that game and what it meant to...
Oh, so early, too, yeah.
Yeah, with 4 minutes left in the game in a tight game.
Yeah, that may be what you're thinking.
Yeah, I think
Did
I was thinking...
Did they get an overtime in that game?
No. No, they wanted the regulation.
Yeah, it's just like 5 minutes left. Okay.
But that was, and it's such a huge game. It's such a terrible mistake and such a, and he just killed his team. Tim Weah killed his team. Not only could he not play in that game, 10 down, a man down, but he couldn't play in the next game. I mean, that just is.
Super selfish move.
Do we have no strikers? None?
No.
Well, you had a striker who scored 2 goals in 2 games.
I know. Why does he take Balogun out?
Well, I don't know. I took him out in game 2. Balogun had a hit pointer, so they took him out last night in the first half. There's a lot, for whatever reason, like we hold, understanding holding players accountable. The way a thing aside, obviously, dumb mistake, can't do that. But a lot of soccer people are not even just casuals. People who watch the game consistently are always like, well, if you got to fight harder. Where are our Warriors? We don't really attribute that to other sports. Like if there's a bad coach and you see the team underperforming and you know there's talent, you go, okay, well, the coach is clearly holding them back. In soccer, it's like, well, if you try harder, things will go your way. I'm not sure that's actually how it works.
Right. Are we talented enough as a unit? Because just honestly, I thought, and I wrote this yesterday on Twitter at half, I said, I just thought it was just a horribly sloppy match.
Well, that's what Uruguay wanted. They
okay, but this is what I said. Tell me if I'm wrong here. The quality of this match is about 10 times worse than anything we've seen in the Euros. And the next guy said pretty much all the matches. That's because there's only 2 or 3 good teams in the tournament. Then I had all these U.S. fans. I don't even know if they're U.S. fans or what they are. I disagree strongly. And this is what they said. Here's an example. You didn't watch the games earlier today, did you? Actually, I did. And I don't care if there was a quote-unquote own goal where the man was storming in. I mean, that was, you know, it wasn't a typical own goal.
No, that's
by the
not.
Way.
It went off his leg.
Yeah, I mean, but I watched all the matches. They possess it. They actually, the passing's more crisp. The first touches are much better. The possessions and the service in is much better. You had a goalkeeper who's kicking it out of bounds. Goal kicks out of bounds like a goof. Had no accuracy. And my problem was it was going back and forth like a playground match where nobody could possess the ball for more than 25 seconds. It was I just thought it was terrible looking soccer. Now you tell me if I'm wrong, but there were some people who argued and there was others who said no. And one guy says both these teams are as good or better than plenty of the Euro field. That's not the reason. And the guy said, Uruguay, yes, they're one of the good teams. U.S., not even close. The U.S. is as good or better than plenty of teams who are in the Euros. Do you agree with that?
Well, you mentioned team, and that's important. I think the U.S. has enough talent to compete with a lot of the teams that we're seeing earlier
today. How
are
they going to get goals?
Well,
that's a problem.
They couldn't get goals in the World Cup.
Well, tactically, you can point to the positions they're being put in. Look, the issues don't start in the game. The issues start with training. The issues start with how they're being taught. And we can look at Christian Pulisic and go, how good is he really? Well, he was able to be a starter throughout the year in Serie A. So how come he can thrive in the Italian league, the top level of that country, and have issues here? So we can talk about do they have talent, and we can push the blame on the players. But frankly, I can judge them in certain situations. But as far as the entirety of the team, go get an actually competent manager before we actually have real discussions about how talented the team is.
Who wants to manage this? Like, the expectations.
All your
high.
Managers suck. Cristobal, Berhalter.
Wait.
Okay.
Cristobal,
immediately
Berhalter.
You go.
Larinaga's fine. actually great, to be honest with you.
Do people want to – there was an Eric article Spolstra, like who great, would want to – who would want to actually – everyone says you need to get a better manager and a big-time manager. Who would want to come? Is that true? Like, would this be considered a good –
Bob
good
Bradley.
Job to take?
Bob Bradley.
No.
Oh, God. Get his slow
Bradley,
ass son.
Although Bob Bradley beat Spain in the Confederation Cup semifinal, so he does have that accomplishment. No, the question is not just about who would want to come.
Sean Dyche.
No.
He will come over.
No. The issue is the Federation as a whole. With the Federation...
Jürgen Klinsmann.
They tried him. The Federation, would they turn over what they need to turn over for a coach to come in and do it his way?
Well, and does he have to be American?
So for some reason, that is a thing for people.
Why?
You even heard Glenn Davis. I mean, he didn't strictly say it about the U.S. national team, but he suggested that in some ways, maybe these national teams should only play players who were born in the country they played in.
I feel like he's talking about
other
teams.
Well, that's fine. That's players.
I feel like he's talking about other
teams. No. I don't
us.
Think he's pro that it has to be an American coach.
Well, I'm not. Well, fine, but whatever. I don't know what he thinks, but he certainly made the allusion to, hey, maybe it'd be better for these countries to play with the guys who are born here, which if he was talking about the U.S. team, would mean their starting left back wouldn't play here because he was born in England. He actually sounds like an Englishman. Gio Reyna wouldn't play.
I'll take
bye.
No, I don't want to
need you in your drama.
Because his father was playing in Europe, so he was born there.
What did he do?
Gio was not good.
Gio has not done anything.
Once again, you can make these assessments of these players, but I will once again say, what does any player do if they're set up and their coach is terrible?
I'll say this. Like, that's hard for us to grasp as people who don't watch it on a consistent basis
over
the
Rockets.
Years.
Let's take a look at the Rockets.
Well, you're right. I just want to say, like, for us, what we're seeing is running, kicking. You see, I mean, there's other things that go into it, obviously. But, you know, we see the basics and we just think, well, this guy's just not good enough. But when you really look at, like, I've seen my team. We've gone through plenty of managers at Everton, and one guy gets in, Sean Dyche, and everyone's like, oh, or Carlo Ancelotti or whatever. Everyone's, oh, no, they're much better. Well, my team did play much, much better when they changed just the manager. So it does happen, but you're right. If we look at the Rockets, if we look at other teams and certain other sports, there can be a big, big difference. But I just feel like fundamentally it just doesn't look like we're not a big team. Like, we don't – who are the studs? Who are the physical studs? Where you're like, man, that dude is a unit right there. Or somebody with blazing speed. Do we have that?
I got a question for you. David's got a question. This is a legitimate question.
This is not going to be a legitimate
question. Ask LZ how many shots on goal he could get in a soccer match.
I probably could
in the Copa.
That's the wrong question. I couldn't get any shots on goal.
You couldn't?
No. Now, control the ball. Ask me how many PKs I could make.
How many?
Who would pick you to take a PK? Yeah.
I wouldn't. Well, if it was part of a contest, like, hey, here's a fan, super fan coming in. Not against.
Even Cristiano Ronaldo was stopped yesterday.
I wouldn't get. Well, those are two good goalkeepers. It would be tough to score more than two against the guy from Spain. The guy from Spain or Portugal's really good.
Portugal
good.
Couldn't score any.
Two would be the most I could get on him. Yeah. Okay. Against the other guy, maybe three.
Yeah.
I just wish we would apply our logic when we watch the sports we care about consistently to what we see in the national team. Oh, these guys are running around. Where's the talent? Well, what do we say about the Rockets? Look how disorganized they looked for 3 years until they got a competent head coach.
You have to wait forever, it seems like.
Yeah, what happened? To that. You threw Ime and all of a sudden, look how improved they
look. No, I mean, get a new – okay, well, what are we waiting for? They're going to make a change.
Well, we hope so.
Who are these guys talking soccer and WNBA every day? Are they just mailing it in now? This is legit. We got the World Cup
this
coming here.
This is the golden generation of U.S.
Yes.
soccer.
This is
everyone
important
told me,
stuff.
We're going to talk about the golden generation.
Gotta find
generation.
Out how many goals, how yes. many shots on goal Lance
absolutely.
Could get.
And I told you none. It's yeah, very
see?
Because
see how realistic he is, Del?
I told For you once. I'm realistic. I'm yeah. always realistic.
Three catches, 27 yards.
I mean, look, if the U.S. can't even get the ball off their foot, how in the world am I going
to
get a shot?
I would love to see Lance running around out there.
Nope.
In that weather, forget about it.
He would
not going to happen.
About 40 seconds and go.
He would.
All right.
He would.
Red and green. Where's the red and green thing?
He would ask out during warmups.
Red and green thing. What is this Fogo de Chao?
No, the sign.
I want the red and green card.
Yes.
Green.
Late scratch, Lance Zierlein.
Oh,
why?
You'd be Vlad Guerrero. Tired.
I'd be late on the ground scratch. Holding my leg immediately.
Where's the cold spray? The magic spray. He would ask for the magic.
What about that cool play where Adams came in and he got spiked on the leg and got a yellow card. Like, hey, how does this work? Wait a minute. He just got spiked in his foot and got a yellow?
Well, get your foot out the way. Get your foot out the way. And here's the deal. Now, USA ain't in it, but you can still bet on it. And they got all of the bets at mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. It is. It's the golden generation. Well, I hope you bet on Uruguay yesterday. I hope you didn't bet on the U.S. That's what I hope. I hope you went to my bookie and found all the bets you could possibly. I hope you bet on Hunter Brown yesterday. If you bet on Hunter Brown, you win, baby. I bet the under. You know why? Because C.B. Buckner was behind the plate. He's got a strike zone that is about 10 inches outside each corner. You know what? You bet the under. 3-1 yesterday. What? Winner, winner, chicken dinner. But you can't do it if you're not on my bookie. You got to play, win, and get paid. You got to sign up. You get a signing bonus when you do sign up. And no, you know, your regular bookie ain't doing that. Ooh, sign up with the regular with your bookie here in town. See how much free play he gives you. Zero, none. You do it at mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You're looking for fun, great way to enjoy the games. Football season's coming. Sign up now. Mybookie.ag, promo code BET975.
ESPN 97.5.
Fixing your car or repairing things around your house sure isn't getting any cheaper. And that's why there's Everything Brakes for Home and Auto. For less than $1 a day, get automotive repair coverage with free roadside assistance, free towing, and free rental cars. Add home protection, too, and cover major home systems, appliances, and electronics. Bundle home and auto and save even more. Call now and qualify for one of our bonus coverages, like 1 year of free car coverage, 1 year of free electronics coverage, or 4 months of free home warranty coverage. There's one number to call and one company handling your claims from start to finish. That's Everything Brakes. Get your free quote today. Call 800-936-0219. 800-936-0219.
Get it all covered your way, because Everything Brakes.
Savings vary according to plan, age, or condition of vehicle or home repairs needed. Coverage not available in all states. Service fees, limitations, and exclusions apply. Go to everythingbrakes.com/terms for details. Call 800-936-0219. Online at everythingbrakes.com.
Gran Centenario Tequila and football are the perfect recipe this summer. Mix 2 ounces Gran Centenario Tequila with 2 minutes of stoppage time. Stretch the field, crash the box, look off the keeper. Nutmeg optional. Shake the stadium, pour out your heart, leave it all on the pitch. Serve to friends and family and get ready for the next round. Ah, Gran Centenario, the official tequila of Copa America, the Mexico national team, and the summer of football.
Gran Centenario Tequila, 40% alcohol by volume. Próximo, Jersey City, New Jersey. Must be 21 or older. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome H-Town to the Ultimate Fan Experience.
Join the Ultimate Fan as he sits down with Texans staff, players, and many more to get the inside scoop. Streaming live on ESPN Houston's Facebook every Thursday at 6 p.m. Woo!
13 years ago, Veritex Community Bank opened its doors with the intention to serve others and grow the community. Over 40,000 customers choose the bank with truth in its name. Wouldn't you like to experience truth in Texas banking? Join Team Veritex today. Member FDIC.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text KETTLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text KETTLE to 321-321. That's KETTLE to 321-321.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, 7373-7776. Bregy looked pretty good yesterday. A couple of hits. He went the other way on a pitch. He was on when Yordan hit his homer, his bomb. Jake looked really bad at the plate. The problem guys yesterday, Jake, Chaz had a real problem at the plate yesterday. Dubon did not look good. Singleton did not look good. Yiner ended a 11-game hit streak, 10 or 11-game hit streak, his longest of his career, and had a rough time of it. They really had a rough time of it with this Rodriguez guy, who's not good. He's just not really, really good, and yet he had some pop, and his breaking stuff was sharp yesterday. I mean, he literally does not punch anybody out ever, and he had six yesterday with the Astros. He's just not a strikeout pitcher. Looking at his, his game log, he had six yesterday, one the game before that, two the game before that, but then he had seven and six before that. So he got back to where he was. Well, watching him warm up, he's kind of a short shoulder. You know, I was like, man, this guy, we should kick this guy's ass today.
Mm-hmm.
And then just nothing. Gave Altuve the day off, which was nice. He needed a little bit of a break. Dubon needs a little bit of a
that
break.
That was
right now.
He took
Dubon has played in 18 of the last 19 games.
Keep going.
Well, yeah, but he needs, you know.
For what?
And, well, it must seem like a new day every day. At first base. He's in right field. He's at second base.
You rest when you're dying.
He's in left.
That's the excitement of it all. Yeah. It's like traveling the world. You get to travel. You don't know
Dubon
what country
is traveling
you're
the
in.
World.
Well, you don't know what country you're going to wake up in, Toronto, in Canada. You don't know what position you're going to play on a day-to-day basis.
Right.
Like, everything is a fresh, it's not Groundhog Day for him. He didn't know what's going to happen. Every day is like an exciting adventure.
Yeah.
You get to face new and exciting pitchers. You don't know where you're going to be in the lineup. Every day is the most exciting day for Mauricio Dubon.
Well, he knows, yeah. You're right. You're right. It is. And you know what? Like Pena. Oh, I'm a shortstop again today. Bregman, I'm a third again today.
Third base. I'll be in the middle of the lineup.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Boring. Well, he was actually at the top of the lineup. First time he led off since 2019.
Yeah. Because Jose Altuve took a mental health day after the day before.
Well,
remember when he got so mad, he got thrown out of the game.
I know, but
I've never seen him so mad.
You think
it was
that? HR said he needs a mental health day?
Look how mad he was.
Oh, he was mad. That's not him either.
He threw the bat down.
Second ejection ever.
I was worried for our little guy.
Yeah.
He was mad.
After he was mad in Chicago, too. He was angry.
That's what I'm saying. He needed mental health day. Look how mad he's been lately. Well, it is due to umpire incompetence.
Well, yes, it was. It was an umpire incompetence. But he's not frustratable like that, though.
That you've got to be incompetent. He's just tired of the bullcrap.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the same step. You mean the umpire who forgot the count, and they had to do a review to see if it was a walk?
Yeah.
That incompetent ump?
And then, you know what? I think that was his first ever time behind home plate. Or was that the game before? Yeah, there was a guy in that series
really?
That was his first ever time. It was his debut, and then his debut in Major League Baseball, and then his first time behind home plate.
Del, I am, because I am a staunch Astros fan, because I want what's best for my city, my country, my state, and my friends like you and John, because I am this kind of person, I am cheering for the Astros to win as many games as possible. Now, with that is going to potentially come John being right about Astros being in first place in July. And so while I would love to smite John, like part of me wants... Like would cheer for them to lose to smite John's prediction.
That's
while part of me would.
Okay.
But I am first. Most people are just me, 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 and they don't care about society as a whole. I am we, not me. So I want us to win as a group, and me specifically.
It does kill you just a little bit every window.
I don't want you to, like, is there a way for... Can they win and still not be in first place?
Well, if I die.
No. Hey, all it takes is Seattle to play better baseball. I can cheer for the Astros to win and Seattle to win. And I think that's what I'm going
to
do now.
So you want... Okay, so...
I'll cheer for them to get to the wild card, not be in lead of division after July.
You want then the Astros then to be a right. wild card so that I won't be able to say,
I think that's a win-win.
Didn't I tell you?
I think that's a win-win.
Didn't I tell you?
Oh, so the question is, the question for me is it a win-win? I'm not sure what you're doing.
I'm just you're working selfish, through this. So. Like, I want you to say that I'm a good person, but
why would I do that?
I'm looking out for us as a city before us. As a show, we want if we were bad, we would want the Astros to lose just so John couldn't be right on his outrageous July prediction. However, you cannot. I'm just going to set this out there now. Make sure that you know, mark this, that John cannot take any credit for Astros playing well and a good prediction if they're not in first place at the end of July. If Seattle's up by one game, it's still a loss. It's still an L in the column.
Well, I understand your sentiment. Like, if I didn't have a two-hour safe space away from John, his prediction of the Astros finishing in first at the end of July would bother me. But he can be right, and then I could take 2 hours to tell everyone how stupid he is, so it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, well, I don't have that.
Yeah.
Well, but you have it while I'm sitting here.
Yeah, but so now, what I just told you,
that's true.
I'm cheering for two teams now, Seattle and Houston.
Yeah, okay.
I'm gunning for the wild card spot.
That's awful, because we want to win the division.
Or to take over in August. Take over in August.
Actually, we want the best record in baseball, which is still in our sights.
Take over in August. Oh, you're going to make that prediction now?
Okay. We still got that.
Are you going to make
it? I told you that this is the greatest Astros team ever.
Okay. Well, you're way off there.
No, I'm not. This quite possibly could be the best run we've ever had. With all of the injuries, everything that has inflicted this team.
Alec asked me, do we now, or was it my dad, or either my dad, or no, it's my dad. My dad said, do they have to consider Joe Espada for manager of the year now? All I could think of was, what? He goes, well, I mean, look at what he's done with what he's been given. I was like, oh, my God. There's no way Astros would be okay with Joe Espada being manager of the year. He goes, oh, do the fans not like him? I said, well, I mean, they don't dislike him. They just, you know, they're not playing good baseball. He goes, so the fans love Dusty? So the fans must have really liked Dusty. I said, well, that was complicated too. Yeah, actually,
that's a little complicated.
And I said, they just wanted Dusty to move on because he's getting older. He goes,
Dusty has.
He said, well, it's true. No, they're not going to like any manager. That's how fans are with coaches.
Well, listen, by the time Dusty left everywhere, it was like he burned bridges with the fans. Not here. I mean, in Chicago, boy, you ask Cub fans about him.
Yeah, but Cincinnati, what about here?
Here, no, people love Dusty.
People like him, but
we were
also
frustrated with him.
Well,
There was some frustration.
I told my dad it was primarily Yiner Diaz.
Yeah.
And how I handled Yiner Diaz. But
and Chaz. Said,
yeah, to a lesser extent, Chaz. Yeah. Yiner was the big one, but Chaz too. But Dusty had great success.
Yeah.
Some of it was Dusty's age, though. If Dusty was 64 years old, I don't think it'd be the same conversation.
No, right. He was so set in his ways. It's 742 ESPN, 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776. When we come back, we're not seeing any of these up here. I don't know if people are even on the lines or whatnot, but we're not seeing it. When we come back, a lot of movement in the NBA we need to talk about next right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, Daspit.
John Daspit Law. And I need to talk to John and find out what's going on from a law firm. He told me the other day he was late getting back to me on something, and he told me he is just absolutely jammed up with work, that he's been just going crazy. And that's great. He doesn't take Saturdays and Sundays off that often. I mean, his wife probably wishes he would a little bit more, but John makes time for the family. But, you know, you are family to him. If you have a case with John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, you're basically family with him. And he's going to make sure that you are taken care of, that you are the ones who are going to get the very best attention so that your case is handled with care the same way as that you want it to be, frankly. I mean, on the other side, that's what they're doing. The people who have injured you, you know, whether it's on the roadway, at the workplace, they have lawyers who are trying to squeeze and get the lowest settlement possible for you. But John Daspit's the other way. He wants to make sure everything is covered and your pain and suffering is properly tended to, and he is going to fight for you. That's why he's got the most lawyers you're going to find in the city, so that everyone gets the attention they deserve. John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, they get the biggest settlements across the board. 713-CALL NOW. That's 713-CALL NOW or go to DaspitLaw.com.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, is arthritic joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you love to do? Well, bone-on-bone pain in your knees, hips, back, or shoulder, this is something that my friends from QC Kinetics can work with for you. There are exciting new cellular therapies that can get you lasting relief. QC Kinetics is helping patients like you every single day, and I'm talking about cutting-edge technology and treatments that accelerate your own body's healing properties, revitalizing your joints so that you can move again. They've helped so many people here, including my wife, get back to doing the things that they love. If you're living with chronic pain from arthritis or injury, you need to know that steroids and surgery and pain pills are no longer your only options and alternatives. Learn how QC Kinetics can treat pain, enhance your joint health, and restore your mobility and give you long-term relief with no downtime. Local medical professionals at QC Kinetics are ready now. Go to the website and set up your consultation, qckinetics.com. That's qckinetics.com. Tell them Lance Zierlein sent you by. Hey guys, Lance Zierlein here. Everybody knows I'm a numbers guy, but I don't know plumbing. That's the one thing I don't know that Aqueduct Plumbing does know. That's why I put my trust in Aqueduct Plumbing Company. I've had them do so much work, whether it's the first sign of a minor problem or if you're doing a kitchen or bathroom remodel, why don't you reach out to Aqueduct Plumbing Company? Make my plumber your plumber. I trust them, and you can find them at aqueductplumbingcompany.com. No matter how big the job or how small the job, you're going to get great work every single time from aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Don't miss the Independence Day sale at Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf. Take advantage of incredible deals like 20% off all used clubs, Orange Dot apparel starting at $29.99, and all closeout shoes and bags get an extra 20% off. Shop in-store or online for great Independence Day deals. Edwin Watts Golf Shops by Worldwide Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Get there.
Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 95% cheaper? And you can get it online at hims.com/joy. Through Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation to determine the ED medication that's best for you. Discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and a range of treatment options, including trusted generic alternatives to the name brands, at up to 95% off. ED is personal, and at Hims, so is treating it. Just go to hims.com/joy and get connected to a licensed medical provider online for free. With zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy for your free online visit, hims.com/joy.
We're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Okay, it just got really, really weird in here. Melissa Blanco came in just to say hello. Columbia's playing tonight and everything else. And Lance went up and started touching her pants.
No, she has Legos on her. She has a Legos on her pants.
What?
She has a Lego thing.
Did you
where
have
you can
to
connect.
Touch it?
I just saw. I wanted to see if it was the plastic kind or what it was.
You could have asked.
It's down her leg. What are y'all talking
you could have
about?
You know what?
It was right John here goes, on her hip.
And Dale starts pointing.
He pointed at me.
You guys love to start.
You
stuff.
Know what?
It's not on her hip.
That's so uncomfortable.
I mean, if people didn't know, people
Melissa didn't, was like, she was looking
no,
at me
she
like
wasn't.
A little. She was a little scared.
No, she wasn't. I yeah. said, was that when John goes, oh, that's so weird.
So we now
and I
know
said,
something
was that
about
weird?
You.
She goes, no.
We know something about you now. You're one of those dudes who approach, like, you, like if you're in high school, you approach a girl, hey, can I get a hug? You're one of those guys.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we
you're
did
one
that.
Of those guys.
No. Yeah, for sure.
You
we
go
did
ask
that.
For hugs when
no,
a girl.
Yes,
that,
you do.
That's
when a girl,
creepy.
It's
oh,
weird. You don't in 2024.
So creepy.
You did when I was in high school.
Why did you want to hug that girl in high school? Did she offer to hug, or did you ask
no,
for them?
No, because we were friends. It was people that we were all friends
that
with.
That was before, though. Okay, the Me Too movement.
I got to tell you, I hated those guys.
Yeah.
They go, hey, can I get a hug?
Oh, you
come
are
get
that
a hug?
Guy.
No way. Do
yeah,
I?
You are.
No, that's Thanks, no
not,
chance.
Del's not a hugger. No.
No chance. No chance I'm approaching some girl, hey, you didn't give me a hug. Can I get a hug? Get the
No, you
out
hate
of
those
here.
Guys because you don't, you
those
can't do
that.
Those
guys are the worst.
You,
they're the
you,
worst.
You are, you don't
they're
have
fake.
That in
it's
you.
Embarrassing.
Because
it's
you
touching
like
women's
contact.
Legs when they walk in here is really a problem.
You're making it sound super weird.
Did you not do that?
He did do
that. Yeah, but she had a Lego on her leg.
So? Who cares?
On her pants. Like,
who cares?
It's part of the jeans.
Who cares?
When he was coming over to touch it, she was like...
No, she did.
She made a face?
She made a...
Save
so
me?
Creepy.
Did the face say, save me from him?
You are so creepy. These two creeps, of all the creeps.
I'll
Undercover
point out,
creep and overcover creep.
No chance.
Creep.
There are okay. three people...
I ain't hiding it.
There are three people who are part of this show, and no one... Only one person went over
one
to see someone's thigh and touch it.
Yeah. That's gross.
Y'all are just...
Let's get Scott in here before we talk basketball. He wants to finish up this soccer talk. What do you say, Scott?
Good morning. I've been with y'all every station. There's a breakup. Try to hang out with both of y'all on each side. And I'm wondering if AI, if y'all are getting AI in the game, because the segment that I got on at 7:20... Is there some kind of computer generation, somebody talks anything, and it sounds like y'all?
No, we're talking soccer. It's important.
No, we advance.
What is wrong with you people? Soccer is like for front and center here for the next 2 years.
John,
you,
we're actually going to have it here in the country, in the city.
In the city.
Would you say soccer matters?
Soccer matters.
Glenn's been trying to tell you that, Scott.
Yeah, Scott. Listen to Glenn Davis.
We enjoy it now more than we did.
Yeah.
We appreciate it
What's
more than
wrong?
We did.
But Scott.
What's wrong?
Are you gonna watch when the U.S. plays in the World Cup here?
No,
Scott, are you gonna watch the World Cup?
No, he's not going to.
No?
I guess I'm gonna have to so I'll know what the hell y'all are talking about. What I do know about, I've learned from Dale, and I love Dale. Dale is not a third wheel. Dale is actually what keeps y'all upright. I love his part in this show. He does talk soccer, and if I've, the names, I might know the name. But all of the other stuff, I don't even know if they don't call it a field, it's a pitch, all that other crap. Is the ball still called a ball, or is it called something else?
Del, do they still call it a ball?
Pelota.
Well, there's a motion to call it something else, like a snitch. But right now, it's called a ball.
That's
still.
Harry Potter.
Is it?
That's
Thank
Harry
you, Scott,
Potter.
For saying the truth. Guys, knock it off the soccer talk.
Del doesn't keep anything upright.
If you want to talk soccer with someone knowledgeable, or just people who actually care about the sport, come to 10 to 12.
Way to promote your show in the middle of ours.
Yeah, you guys.
No, he doesn't want to hear your soccer talk.
When you guys talk in soccer, I can't even say what I want to say because it would insult a different protected group. Never mind.
Dude, you're gonna,
I can't.
More people are throwing the R word around now. I don't know why.
Well,
I wouldn't say the R word, but
and F word.
I
noticed that people are reclaiming both of them.
I know, right?
The F word, they're just saying, look, that doesn't mean what y'all used to think it means.
Right, we could say it.
I was, you know,
and the R word.
I was watching.
Give it a shot, Del.
No, no chance.
Say the R word.
Yeah.
Can't. I was watching some promo video for House of the Dragon, and they're all pretty much English actors, and one of the guys in the middle of it is like, yeah, I just want an F. And then they had to put like a little note, he means cigarette. Because he said
Wait,
the word.
Wait, they did that where?
He was like doing a BuzzFeed art video, and in the middle of it, he goes, "Yeah, I could really do with a." And then he says F, the F word, and they're like, "Wait a minute,
that
BuzzFeed,
means
BuzzFeed." He just
that's a cigarette.
He means cigarettes, everybody.
Yeah,
because it's for an American audience. Maybe they don't know what he's
so
talking
Buzzword
about.
Buzzword had to do that.
BuzzFeed had to put like
BuzzFeed
a little.
Had to.
Well, he sang a word.
BuzzFeed's so soft. I mean, BuzzFeed is.
Well, he does have to. They do have to
name
explain
17
it.
Times that a. That a dragon let killed me, somebody and you were happy.
Well, let me ask you, would your kids know that he was talking about a cigarette?
They can figure it out. They go, ooh, did y'all hear that? And someone would have, just like we
no,
did.
No, they would have
you
said.
You say, whoa, what? Do you think we knew? We were like, oh, my God.
No, they
would
have said, oh, it's okay because it's Pride Month. He can have
no,
one.
No, that's not how they would
have
said.
He could have one.
No, that's not how they would have said. They would have said, ooh, just like we did. And how do we find out? Somebody whose parents told them. There's one kid was Wikipedia. Just somebody you talk to. That's how you had Wikipedia.
And you know what BuzzFeed doesn't want?
And they would say, oh, that means cigarette.
They're trying to avoid all the comments that come from, I can't believe Matt Smith, the star of House of the Dragon, said that word. So you got a little thing that tells people what he meant.
Well, I knew what it was early on because I listened to Jethro Tull.
Oh, really?
Yeah. English bands, you know, all the time. You knew what that was. And you kind of chuckled. Like whenever you said Joe Negro.
Why would you laugh at that?
I don't know. Because it was scary to say.
Did you laugh when a
Negro was not a word you couldn't say in the 70s and early 80s?
Well,
there was United Negro College Fund.
We never, yeah. Oh,
UNICEF,
yeah.
I mean, it was literally.
How many people were scared on 790 when Niger Morgan came to town?
Probably.
And Milo was doing the games.
Probably.
What about when that? What about when that linebacker's coming out now?
We're not doing that.
And then there's a. I mean, we're going to have to. If he ever.
He's going to have to not be
he's
good.
He's a scholarship athlete. Someone's got to say that in the last name.
Well, I ain't doing it.
He's going to have to not
I
be good.
I ain't doing it.
I am not. He cannot get to
Man,
the draft.
The play by play guy right now is going, what the?
Okay,
do
Lance,
I do?
I think he's
How
committed
about K-Man
to.
Man or something?
I think he's committed to a Mac school. So
yeah.
So at some point, whoever's doing Mac games on Tuesdays, can you say
his name out loud?
It's just the last name. It is his name.
But me and John aren't going to say it.
Oh, no. I thought
his name is K. Enbaum.
Yeah.
You can say it.
I don't want to.
No.
See?
No, nobody can say it. No,
because
that's not
I'm
right.
Not
you mean his last name?
At some point.
Change your last name.
Well,
then.
No. They're going to have to call him the K-Bomb or something.
No, they can't call him the K-Bomb. He's committed to Eastern Michigan.
Yeah.
So okay. It's not a Mac
Immediately,
school.
Their play-by-play guy's like,
it is Eastern Michigan play-by-play guy is going, what the
as soon
am
as
I
he
supposed
signed,
to do here?
As soon as he signed, they were like, Gary, guess who just committed?
Well,
who?
He's a low 3-star, so maybe he won't play early for the Mac school, but at some point, he might get on the field, and then it's going to be, we'll see how they handle it.
I'm moving to Western Michigan.
I can't have him get to the draft.
Central Michigan. I'm moving out of Eastern Michigan.
His name is Noah.
K-N-I-G-G-A.
Noah.
K-N-I-G-G-A, yes.
I mean,
you won't ever have to say his name.
When I first saw it, I just thought, okay, this isn't real. This is a meme. Yeah. We all thought it was a meme, and then I realized that his parents, now he doesn't, he's Caucasian.
Yes.
Yeah.
His parents, his mom.
How did you get that name, by the way?
I mean.
How did you get that name?
Did they just say.
Breaking news.
Really, this is just to get us off of the Noah thing. Mm-hmm. But Donovan Mitchell has agreed to a 3-year, $150.3 million max extension with Cleveland. The Cleveland
Cavs. Okay, how about, I mean, what happened? I mean, Jason Tatum is a good player. 5 years, $315 million.
It's his turn.
No.
It is his turn.
This is a $60 million a year.
I know, that's what the max
is. Well, he's
max
one
is.
Of the best players in the
NBA. Yeah, Supermax.
It's not that it's a Supermax time because his contract is
And
up.
Also, he made an All-NBA team, so it helps
this
add
is what,
to the number, yeah.
This is what the fee is.
$60
what the money is
million a year.
We're going to get to $100 million a year. But there is going to be an issue at some point because it's just passed along to fans. Like, there's only so much that basketball, like, TV revenue can do. It's going to continue to be passed along to fans, and there's got to be a point at some point where people just say, I just can't afford this. I mean, I look at prices. You know, baseball prices, they're not cheap to go. If you want to sit in the first level, it's not cheap for a good team.
No.
Those prices aren't cheap if you're going to bring a family of six, forget about it. Basketball tickets are expensive.
Yeah.
Now, the Rockets give you a chance to do special nights. You get four tickets. You get four beers, four Cokes, four hot dogs, stuff like that. Those are good opportunities. But the prices of the Texans' prices, man, let me tell you something now. You gotta save up. It's not, I'm fortunate enough where I can decide if I want to get some tickets. But I'm not throwing it out there all the time like that. Man, it's expensive to take. You can get two. Me and the homie will go or something, and I'll pay for mine, but you're going
to
bring a family of four, five, six?
Man. Forget about it. No, you can't
you're
do that.
Into the thousands.
Can't do
some
that.
Context on the Donovan Mitchell signing. He signed a 2-year deal with a player option for the third year. So he can be right back on the market.
In 2 years.
Is it? No, 3. It's an extension. So
Oh.
He already has a year left, another two, and then he has a player option.
Gotcha. So he's there 3 years at
least. 3 years, yeah. Until he asks for a trade.
How about Klay Thompson going to the Mavs?
I'd love that.
We'll talk about it on the other side, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. But first, I'm talking to Air Team. I'm talking about my peeps over at Air Team who I really, really appreciate. I appreciate what they did for me. You will appreciate what they do for you. 4.6-star Google rating, over 140,000 AC systems installed. They'll service from Galveston to Willis Sealy to Baytown. Full fleet of trucks stocked with parts. You know, chances are they're going to come and they're going to clean out your air conditioner and check everything and making sure that everything is working great. And they'll have, if you need a part, they'll have it right there. 24-hour emergency service. If your air conditioner breaks down, you got to have them, okay? They got manufacturing Department of Energy rebates for certain complete system installations, up to $2,700 instant rebates. They take it right off the top. I mean, they are so professional, so good. I love what they did for me. You need air conditioning help, airteamltd.com. airteamltd.com, 713-956-8326, 713-956-TEAM.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.